Welcome, my friends, to Daily Gator Daily Blog Daily Thought. I'm Doug Hagan of the Daily Gator Blog. Today we're going to talk about the Second Amendment and what the founders thought about the Second Amendment that the founders created. It's going to be fun proving liberals wrong. And the Daily Gator Daily Blog, the Daily Thought is back. Me, myself, and I, Doug Hagan, is back. Hopefully I'll be able to do these on a regular basis now. That some voice issues have straightened out and some other issues that I'm not going to get into. Perhaps on a future broadcast. But let's talk about the left. In the intro, let me correct myself. Because the only one who could correct me is, well, me and God, of course. But in the beginning, I said it's going to be fun proving liberals wrong. It's going to be fun proving leftists wrong. I try to delineate clearly now between leftists and liberals. Leftists hate America. They hate the Constitution. They loathe individual liberties. And there's no individual liberty they loathe more than the right to keep and bear arms, which is directly tied to the most essential and basic human right there is, folks, the right of self-defense. And we've seen since the Parkland shooting, when the sheriff's department failed about 300 times, I believe, when officers didn't go in and engage a shooter, when the FBI failed, when the school administrators failed, when just oodles and oodles of things went wrong, We've seen this big swell of support for gun control and common sense gun laws, and people who are left of center and left of reality trying to define for us law-abiding responsible gun owners what the hell the Second Amendment says. And you can argue everything. You have court cases, judge said that circuit court said that, the Supreme Court said this. How about this? There's no greater authority on the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution than the Founding Fathers. So why don't we just dispel all the BS and go right to the source, my friends? How about Samuel Adams? Yes, he was a brewer and a patriot. But listen to this quote. It's extremely important. He wrote, "The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms." Can it be clear? How about Richard Henry Lee? "Arms, like laws, discourage and keep the invader and the plunderer in awe and preserve order in the world as well as property. The same balance would be preserved were all the world destitute of arms. For all would be alike, but since some will not, others dare not lay them aside. Horrid mischief would ensue were one half of the world deprived of the use of them." That's actually Thomas Paine. Excuse me, my fault. Now, if you want some support for that statement, look at what fascists and communists have done, and dictators worldwide, totalitarians throughout history. They've disarmed their populace, and democide has followed. Thomas Paine was absolutely right. Richard Henry Lee, this is from Richard Henry Lee. "To preserve liberty, it is essential that the whole body of the people always possess arms and be taught alike, especially when young, how to use them. I'm a big proponent of not only owning firearms, but training with them, getting proficient with them, teaching about them, the safety aspect, the use of them, everything. Everything. It's so essential. One of the big things I would do if I were put in charge, if the president called me and said, have one initiative that you've never heard mentioned taught in schools. It would be situational awareness, being aware of your surroundings, being aware there are bad people in the world, and being aware how to defend yourself in the different ways, and teaching gun safety as well. Because maybe you never will own a gun, but you have kids, maybe the kids go to someone else's house. And maybe that kid finds a gun, knows where it is, starts acting irresponsibly. Your kid is smart enough at that point to say, I'm out of here. And your kid's not going to misbehave with a gun if they're taught safety. You got to talk to kids. You got to teach them. It's amazing the left says, teach them all about sex. Teach them. They're going to do it anyway. But when it comes to teaching gun safety, oh, you can't do that. Oh, you can't do. You're trying to push an agenda. Number four, Noah Webster. No, he did not write the dictionary. Stop it. The supreme power in America cannot enforce unjust laws by the sword, because the whole body of the people are armed and constituted force superior to any band of regular troops that can be on any pretense raised in the United States. George Washington, how about him? By the way, George Washington University is trying to change the name of the university because, well, George Washington, we're not for people like George Washington. All these people, the snowflakes whining, wouldn't have anything. He wrote, a free people ought not only to be armed but disciplined, to which end a uniform and well-digested plan is requisite, and their safety and interest require that they should promote such manufactories as tend to render them independent of others for essential, particularly military, supplies. For those who say, oh, you don't need this gun, you don't need that gun. They didn't mean an AR-15. They didn't mean a semi-automatic pistol with a 19-round magazine. They didn't mean that high capacity. No. George Washington, folks. George Washington. Number six, this is from Thomas Jefferson. You know, the guy who wrote the Declaration of Independence. The guy the Democratic Party for a long time tried to say, he's the father of our party. Yet, if Jefferson were to come back today, no, I don't think any founder would be more despised and loathed and mocked by the left than Thomas Jefferson. For those people who say the parties haven't changed at all, stop it. Number six, Thomas Jefferson, what country can preserve its liberties if the rulers are not warned from time to time that their people preserve the spirit of resistance? Let them take arms. He also had something else to say, Thomas Jefferson, and this may be the best quote of all to me. Laws that forbid the carrying of arms, remember the left opposes concealed carry, they oppose anyone carrying a firearm. They oppose vehemently stand your ground laws. And they'll say, well, the Constitution doesn't. Well, excuse me, Thomas Jefferson. Again, let me repeat. Laws that forbid the carrying of arms are laws of such a nature. They disarm only those who are neither inclined nor determined to commit crimes. Such laws make things worse for the assaulted and better for the assailants. They serve rather to encourage than to prevent homicides, for an unarmed man may be attacked with greater confidence than an armed man. You know, I put a lot of stories on the blog about your self-defense story of the day, and oftentimes it's someone who is elderly or infirm, and the person breaking in their home or the people breaking in their home, it's not a fair fight at all. The gun, the firearm, can be a great equalizer. The case of the AR-15, you know, no, AR-15 is never used for self-defense. Well, I know a boy in Houston who was the son of a police officer, Houston police officer, a few years ago, used his AR-15 to ward off people. There was a woman, I believe, ring the doorbell. There were men lurking outside. He didn't answer the door. Then they tried to come in the back. He got his AR-15 where he had been trained to use by his father, a responsible gun owner. And he warded off that threat. And recently in Oklahoma, last year, a young man, I believe early 20s, is awakened by three men wearing masks, carrying knives and some type of club. They charge at him. He uses AR-15 to shoot all of them. Now, an AR-15, people say, it's got a 30 round. Who needs 30 rounds to hunt deer? Well, first off, screw you. It's none of your business. But secondly, the reason the AR-15 can be a very effective home defense weapon is high capacity, is the fact that when people are coming at you, multiple people, multiple attackers, it's not the majority of times, I don't believe, but fairly common now for home invasions to be multiple people going at them with something with less capacity could be deadly to you. It's also easy to be accurate, easy to handle. It's not a complicated weapon. It's not a heavy weapon. It doesn't have a lot of recoil. Despite what the left tells you, AR-15s are not some super powerful military-grade weapon. Untrue. But back to the original point, back to the founders and their quotes. I have three more for you. George Mason, known as the father of the Second Amendment. He might kind of be an important guy to consider here. Not now, Savannah. He says, I ask who are the militia. They consist now of the whole people, the entire body of the people. Who are the militia? Why did the founders write the right of the a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people? They didn't write the right of the militia to keep and bear arms. No, they delineated there. It's very clear what they intended. A military, when properly formed, are in fact the people themselves. That's Richard Henry Lee and Zachariah Johnson, the founder you probably had never heard of, but perhaps with the coolest name. The people are not to be, let me repeat that, the people are not to be disarmed of their weapons. They are left in full possession of them. Now that was the founding father speaking. And there's others, James Madison, etc., etc. Folks, this isn't hard. This is very easy stuff. Very easy. The founders intended for the right of the people to keep and bear arms, not be infringed. I'm Doug Hagen for the Daily Gator blog. And by the way, anytime Mr. David Hogg or any of the other mouthpieces for the left, Shannon Watts, all the gun grabbers, the cult of gun control, I call them. You want to have a debate with someone? I'm nobody. I don't have my show on Fox or the radio or anywhere else. I'm here any day of the week. Anybody advocating for gun control, look me up. It'll be your worst day. Trust me, because I have facts. The cult of gun control has nothing but hyperbole and irresponsible rhetoric. Yes, they do want to take your guns. If you don't believe me, just Google or Bing the people of Deerfield, Illinois, who have been told they have to surrender high-capacity magazines and any semi-automatic rifles such as AR-15s by, I believe, next month. Ask them if they're not coming for our guns. This is Doug Hagen for the Daily Gator blog. Check back. I'll have another one of these up fairly soon. Next day or two, thank you very much. Good night. God bless. God bless America. And yes, as always, 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 go Gators. Take care.